Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about our free blogging guideline template and why you should use it. Recently, we've done a lot of process mapping in our business this year, and we've brought on some new staff members to help contribute to our blog on Aspen Grove Studios and Divi Space. And what I realized is when you have multiple people doing the same task, you need to have a plan because everybody does things differently, and it's your website and it's important, and speed and optimization and, you know, what you're looking for and your kind of your brand identity and stuff is really, really important. So we ended up putting together, you know, our blogging guideline template, and then you and I sat down and discussed what we felt like was the most important thing when putting a template together.
Yeah, and I have a similar story where this year I started, because in the past I was the only one doing any blog posts or tutorials on my website, and so I'm kind of planning for the rest of the year, looking the next year, putting together, you know, bringing on new writers, that sort of thing. And you know, I tried out a couple of writers, and they weren't really doing it as well as I could do it myself, you know, which is always a frustrating thing about outsourcing. But part of that was because I didn't set them up for success. I didn't give them a guideline of, you know, my expectations on how to make it a really good post, you know, that fits well with the, you know, the personality and style of my existing blog posts. And so having something that you can give them sets them up for success so that they could do it right the first time and you don't get frustrated and all that.
Absolutely. Well, here is our list. Without further ado, first thing on our list is image optimization and sizing. This is really important. Depending on the, you know, the style of blog you have is going to kind of determine the size of your featured image. And, you know, typically blogs have a sidebar because, you know, they want categories and tags and related things on the blog. So we have a sidebar and you know, we make all of our images 1200 px wide. And what I like about that is the 1200 px wide actually translates across to Facebook really well and email campaigns. So we're not having to create the same image multiple times and multiple sizes. That's the width that Facebook recommends. That's the width that your blog post with the sidebar actually is. That's what image works best for a featured image. So 1200 px wide on your featured images.
Yeah. The next thing on the list is to make sure comments are turned on. So depending on what your comment settings are with your kind of at the high level and your settings, discussion settings of your WordPress website, you want to make sure that before you launch a post, that you make sure that comments are turned on specifically for that blog post so that people can engage with your content, and that's going to help you, you know, create a better culture on your website as well as help you in the search engines too.
Absolutely. And next on our list is make sure all of your links are correct. Check, double check, and triple check affiliate links. Make sure that, you know, target equal blank. What's that mean, Tim? Fill me in what you mean by that.
So that is, you know, if certain links are supposed to open up in a new tab, the target equals underscore blank is the HTML form. And WordPress does it automatically. You just have to check the box for open up in new tab. And so, yeah, because some links you might, when you're writing the post, you might not put in the affiliate link, you know, right away, or you might not, you know, set it up correctly because you're just trying to write the content. And then when you go back before you publish, you need to make sure, okay, does this need to be an affiliate link? Does this need to open up in a new tab? You need to make sure that those parameters are correct. The next thing on the list is that we recommend is make sure that the posts are 500 to 1,000 words minimum. I think, David, you guys do 1,000 minimum. I shoot for 1,000 minimum as well. I don't think a post should ever be less than 500. I think 1,000 plus is definitely the sweet spot for search engines and all of that. You want it to be in-depth, but not too in depth. I recently did, let me take that back. You want it to be in depth. You don't want it to be unnecessarily long, is what I meant to say. I recently published an in-depth guide, and that one is kind of, a little bit above and beyond what I would normally do for a blog post, but it was 5,000 plus words because it was meant to be an ultimate guide and, very thorough, opposed to a typical blog post that's, around the 1,000 word mark.
All right. Next on our list is we recommend that you put no more than 3 sentences per paragraph. This is a Tim rule. So Tim, why don't you go ahead and explain why that reasoning is?
This is a rule that I personally live by. I don't think, you can kind of adapt it to your own blog and everything, but if you notice, some really big blogs, you're not seeing huge blocks of text with, 5-10 sentences long. It's usually broken up, and it's a proven fact that people can digest it more in small chunks. And so by having, a couple sentences and then, a break and then a couple more sentences and then an image, stuff like that, it makes it easier for the reader to read and digest the information. They're likely to read more of the post. They're likely to stay on the page longer. And so, big bloggers that have been doing it for a while, you'll notice they'll even switch it up. So it's not going to be 3 sentences, 3 sentences, 3 sentences. It'll be, 3 sentences, and then there'll be 1 sentence that kind of, breaks things up and asks that question, or something like that. And so that's kind of a rule that I live by, is no more than 3 sentences. I'm not going to break it, just to break it, but that's kind of the way I try to structure the flow of the post.
Absolutely. Next, you want to make sure that your content is in-depth and valuable, not promotional. Don't be pitching your services all the time or your products. Your audience is going to leave fast and never come back. But if you produce valuable content that is in your niche, for us, for example, WordPress tutorials, that kind of stuff ends up bringing a lot of traffic to our websites. And they stay on our websites because we're teaching them how to do things. So just make sure that your content's in-depth and valuable and not promotional.
The next one, which is very, very important, is all content needs to be 100% original. So even if it's something that's been covered before on another blog across the internet, it needs to be completely original, not just reworded or tweaked. It needs to be completely rewritten and made better too. And so that's a big one too, because that's going to add authority to your blog. It's going to help you in the search engines. Search engines can tell if something's just been rewritten or tweaked and it's copied from somewhere else. They're smart enough to know, synonyms and, the sentence structure and the flow of content. And so they'll know that you took it from somewhere else. And so it needs to be 100% original, almost as if that other post didn't exist and that you're writing it from scratch.
And last on our list is get yourself a copy editor. If you don't have one on staff, find a friend, someone you trust. Just have someone proof all of the work before you publish. Because, my eyes, can get numb to seeing the same thing over and over if you're writing something. And someone that comes in with a fresh pair of eyes can correct mistakes. They can see things that need to be corrected or changed, affiliate links or hyperlinks that need to be double checked and stuff. Just, it's always good to have a second pair of eyes before you publish the posts. All right. Well, that is our free blogging guide template and why you should use it, because we're super awesome. That's why. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Are the riches really in the niches? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.